everyone. This is Stephen D. for Stephen D. Podcast, episode 27. I mean, 6, sorry, my bad. And today is Sunday, December 28th, 2014. On this episode of the podcast, I will be demonstrating Park Boss, the kind of well-known amusement park simulator from NASoft. Alright, so right now I'm going to open the game, and when we get in there,
Menu, one park boss, one.
I'll kind of explain how it goes as we play.
Unknown. Park Boss.
Park Boss.
Alright, hey, here's you. Kind of a introduction.
You, sitting at the computer. Welcome to your very own amusement park. I'm you. Well, a virtual you anyway. And between us, we're the boss. So, congratulations. You now own a field in the middle of nowhere. Let's build a park. To skip this and get on with some work, hit any key. But unless you want to go bankrupt, you probably want to listen to me. Restoring game.
Starting week 3.
Main menu. Go to the office.
Oh, that was a restoration of my previous game. Anyway, before I hit start a new game, let me explain to you a little bit how Park Boss works. Basically, as he said, you'll be building your own amusement park, and in order to do that, you have a field, as he said, and it's kind of laid out like a grid. For example, if you hit this,
walk the park,
and you were to hit enter on that, it would open a grid, a 10 by 10 grid. And on that grid are the attractions that you have placed, where you've placed them. And I'll go more into detail about attraction placement when we get there. Anyway, how building your park works is you have to build attractions, hire enough staff to maintain these attractions, and eventually open your park for visitors. And depending on what attractions you have, your visitors will be coming and paying you, and basically that's how you earn money for your park. Remember though, you have to get it to where you earn enough money to pay your staff, or they will be unhappy and eventually go on strike.
Start a new game.
Let's start a new game.
Are you sure you want to discard this park? No. Yes.
New park created.
Email.
Starting week 0.
Alright.
Go to the office.
Why it calls it week 0, I don't really know. But what it just landed us on was the go to the office option. And in the office is where we manage everything, like all the attractions in the park, the employees, it's where we hire and fire and change wages and all that, how the park is set up, all sorts of stuff like that. We can even access the bank where we can take out loans or pay them off. So right now, I'm going to go into my office.
Welcome to your office. I'm now at the computer where we make all the decisions. What do you want me to do? Park status.
Alright. What's been pulled up now is a menu with options. Park status is basically where you can get reports of how happy the customers are, how much income you're getting, and how much you're having to pay for things like staff and attractions.
Check email.
Check email. That is your email. As you heard when I first created the new park, it made a little ding and announced email. If I wanted to click here, it would open my inbox and read these messages. However, I don't feel that necessary, as these messages are nearly just welcoming and help and getting started stuff that I already know about.
Attraction management.
Attraction management. That is where we will go to build attractions. Or attractions. Attractions. Demolish them. Or buy land eventually when I get enough money.
Set up park zones.
Set up park zones. That basically divides our parks into zones, like the children area, the food court, etc., etc.
Employee management.
Employee management is where we'll hire our staff.
Cost management.
Costs. That's where we change the cost for things like entry price, food price, etc.
Set up marketing campaign.
Marketing campaigns are how we get our park out to the world and let them know it exists. That includes newspaper, radio, and TV campaigns. Of course, we have to pay for that too.
Visit the bank.
Visit the bank. This is where we'll want to go to take out a loan.
Generate a park report.
Generate a park report.
Park report costs £10,000. This is added to your existing loan. Those of you who need extra advice on how to manage your park might find this useful.
So, that basically
explains. Starting week one.
Alright, so every once in a while, I guess it's on a timer, you will advance 1 week of the park. Basically, every week, your park updates. Like, that's your employees get paid every week, you get your income every week, you get a new report in the park status. If you run a campaign, you'll get the results of the marketing campaign. You know, basically stuff like that.
Leave the office.
Leave the office, of course. Go home from work.
Generate a park report.
We're going to go back up to...
Park report costs £10,000. This is added to your existing loan. Those of you who need extra... Visit the bank.
Yeah, visit the bank. We're going to click on here.
Loan management.
Loan is
current loan amount is zero. Each week zero is charged.
So, basically, if I press down arrow,
increase loan amount by 1,000 zero.
Increase
paid
loan
over
amount
2 years.
By
based
10,
on your
000.
Current loan, you will have %5 charged at the beginning of the loan.
Okay. But if I click this, I'll have $10,000 loaned from the bank, but I'll be in debt, so each week they'll take a little bit of money off of me to pay off that loan. Of course, I could
increase off
10,000 of that. That option isn't here right now because I haven't taken anything. But if I click on increase
loan management, increase loan,
already done that, and now
pay off £10,000 from existing loan.
I have the option to pay it off, but I'm not going to do that right now because I took this loan out so I could build attractions and get my park started.
What do you want me to do? Visit the bank.
I pressed escape to get out of there. Visit the bank. I'll go down to attraction management.
Generate. Leave the park check email. Attraction management.
Click this.
Attraction management. Build an attraction.
We'll start off by building the basics. A security office. A customer services department, an ATM, a boogie hire, or whatever that is, that gives out the strollers for babies. You know, that stuff. Let's
build an attraction.
And the reason I had to take money out of there is because building these attractions costs money.
Select attraction type. Facilities.
Facilities is what we'll want.
Select attraction. Security office. Initial cost to build 100.
It
costs
pounds.
£5 to run the attraction per 100 visitors to your park. Size 1 pitches. Requires 5 hours a week maintenance. Your very own little police force at the park. You have zero of this in your park.
That's
starting
basically
week 2.
Oh, yeah, now we're on week 2. And I still don't have anything in my park. But when I press enter, and by the way, what it means by pitches is squares on the grid. So this will only take up one grid square. I will click enter on it, and what's going to happen is it'll pull open a grid, and this...
Use the arrows to select a position in the park. Visitors enter and exit at plot 5-1.
You see? This is what I was talking about earlier with the board and the placement of attractions. Basically, I use my up, down, left, and right arrow to move over the board. And in this case, I will put the security office at 1-1. So I'm going to move left because it's put me on 5-1 because that's where you enter the park.
4-1-3-1-2-1-1. 1.
Enter.
Empty square.
And it's an empty square. It tells you what attractions are, if any, are on the square that you're about to try to place. And if there's attractions on it, of course, you can't use it. But since this said empty square...
Attraction enter. Built. Select attraction type. Facilities.
Next, we're going to place our customer service department.
Select attraction.
Let's press secure down arrow.
Baby changing area.
And you'll notice that... yes. On the selected attraction that you're wanting to place, while your arrow is over that, it's going to play the ambience. And in this case, this is the baby changing area, and so that's what you'll hear.
First aid. Initial cost to build. Picnic area,
which you can hear.
Toilet.
That's the bathroom.
Customer services.
There's an ambience to this too, but you can't really hear it over the office ambience. But I will click enter on the customer service.
Use the arrow.
And put it at 1, 2.
4, 1, 1, 1, 2.
Empty square. But if I tried to go back to 1, 1, listen to this. It won't say empty square.
1, 1. Security office.
See? But one, I'll place it at 1, 2.
Empty square. Attraction built. Select facilities.
Facilities.
Starting week again. 3.
And now we're on week 3.
Kids rides. Facilities. Select attraction. Security. Baby chain. First aid. Picnic area. Toilets. Customer service. Buggy hire. Initial. Gift shop. Cash point
as in ATM machine. Since you enter the park at 5-1, I'm going to place this at 5-2.
Use the arrow. 5-2. Empty square. Attraction built. Select attraction. Facilities.
Next, at 5-3, I'll place the buggy hire.
Select attraction. Baby. First aid. Picnic. Toilets. Custom. Buggy hire. Use the arrows to select 5, 5, 3. Empty square. Attraction built. Select attraction type. Facilities.
Alright, now, in order to actually get some money going into this park, I will build a gift shop. This gift shop is going to be placed at 2-1.
Select attraction. Secure. Baby. First aid. Picnic. Toilets. Customers. Buggy hire. Gift shop. Used. 4, 3, 2, 1. Empty square. Attraction built.
Note that these...
Select attraction. Facilities.
The way I'm doing this isn't specifically how you have to build your park. This is just a way I've learned to do it, and it's worked for me to get my park off the ground. Now, if I'd wanted to, I could easily open my park right now. However, with no staff to manage these buildings, they are all closed. It's basically just a nice looking field with some buildings sitting on top of it. Vacant buildings. So, what I'm going to have to do now is I'm going to press escape until I get out of attraction management. But when I get out of there, it's going to tell me a message that I have to listen to.
Attraction management.
Here goes.
For the attractions currently on your park, at minimum 10 attraction operators are needed and 1 maintenance staff are needed to keep everything running.
What do you want me to do? Attraction management.
Okay, so in order to even open these businesses, we're going to need 10 attraction operators and 1 maintenance staff. So, obviously, I'm going to have to go down to
setup part.
Employee management.
And now I'm going to
press
enter.
Employee management. Manage attraction operators.
Yes.
Starting week 4.
Okay, so now we're on week 4.
Currently, you employ 0 attraction operators.
Now I will
weekly
press.
Weekly wage bill is 0.
Oh.
Use your left.
I will press right arrow 10 times.
Currently, you employ 10 attraction operators.
Now let's press down arrow.
Current hourly wage is 6.
Good.
Currently, you employ 10 attraction.
Now I will press escape to get out of the attraction manager operator.
Employee management. Manage entertainers. Manage park maintenance staff.
I'll press enter on
currently
here.
You employ 0 park maintenance staff.
I want to.
Weekly wage bill is 0. Use your left and right.
Yeah, I know. I want to get 1.
Currently you employ 1 park maintenance staffs.
Good. Now I'll press escape.
Employee management.
What do you want me to do? Employee management.
Now, realistically, I could open this park. But I actually forgot something.
Go to the office.
Oh, let me get back in my office.
Right. What do you
I accidentally went to the main
park
menu.
Park status.
But who wants to go to a amusement park without a bathroom? So I'm going to put one of those in.
Check email. Attraction management.
Go to
attraction management. Build an attraction.
Build.
Select attraction type. Facilities.
Facility.
Select attraction.
Toilet.
Security office. Babe. First aid. Picnic. Toilets.
Enter.
Use the.
I'm gonna place
four,
this.
1, 3, 1, 2, 1, 1, 1, 1, 3. Empty square.
Right here.
Attraction built. Select attraction
now.
Type. Attraction management. Build an attraction. For the attractions currently on your park, at minimum 12 attraction operators are needed and 2 maintenance.
So I need to hire another maintenance staff, and I need to hire 2 more of the attraction operators.
Set up park.
Employee management. Manager. Currently you employ 10 attractions. Currently you employ 12. Employee manage entertainers.
Manage
park
main.
Currently. Currently
right
you employ 2 park currently
enter.
You employ employee
escape
management.
I mean, there we go.
What do you want me to do? Employee management.
Okay, we have all of our employees and we have facilities.
Set up park zone.
Attraction management.
Now attraction management.
Attraction management. Buy more land. Purchase an extra 10 squares for 250,000. Demolish attraction.
No.
Open the park for visitors.
All right. I will open my brand new park in case people want to go shop at my lovely gift shop and use my lovely bathroom or take some money out of my lovely ATM.
Your park is now open. Attraction management.
Good.
For the attractions currently on your park at minimum.
What do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do?
Management.
Let's leave the office and I'm going to show you what it's like to walk around the park and talk to your customers.
Check email. Parks. Leave the office.
Yes.
Main menu. Go to the office.
Now I'm going to press down arrow.
Walk the park.
Walk the park. Enter.
Loading park.
Okay, we're in the park. Use your arrow keys to move around. Press space to hear what's on the current square. Enter. We'll let you have a go on some of the attractions. Push the letter T to talk to some of your park visitors and escape to leave the park.
Alright. And as was previously mentioned a few minutes ago, 5-1 is the entry point, so that is where I am. I will press up, down, left, and right arrow to walk around. Let's go left to the gift shop.
4-1-3-1.
You can hear the ambience changing.
2-1-1-1-2-1.
2-1, press space.
Gift shop.
Gift shop.
This is great. Lots of people spending lots of money for rubbish stuff.
Hey, okay.
3-1.
Sit here at 3-1. I'm going to press T to see what the customers think of my questionable park. That's not really a park yet. I could walk around this and show you what it's like, but there's really nothing to see. So let's press T and see what the customers have to say.
Hang on a sec. Excuse me. Have you got a couple of minutes to talk about your visit today?
It's just a bit boring. There isn't really enough to do.
Thanks for your time. Well, there you go.
Just a bit boring. There's nothing really to do. And right you are, sir. So let's change that. I will escape out of this park by pressing the escape key.
Main menu. Go to the office.
Go to the office.
Welcome to your office. I'm now at the computer where we make all the decisions. What do you want me to do? Park status.
First, I'm going to click park status. That way I can figure out how much money's in my account and see if I have a report or something.
Park stats. Week 5.
We're on week 5.
Last week's attraction report. No reports received yet.
Alright, yeah, because...
Park is closed. Starting week 6.
Week 6. Okay, let's escape that and go back in there.
Check. Park status.
Week 5 is when I opened my park, so there, of course, was no report for week 4.
Park stats. Weeks. Last week's attraction report. Email from park operations. Weekly report for week 5. No attractions were closed due to lack of attraction operators or maintenance staff.
That's good.
The park currently requires around 12 operators.
I know that.
Account balance is £28.90. Customer satisfaction percent, 50.
No one's really satisfied.
Average visitors per week, 0.
0 visitors per week, ow. Well, there's really nothing to visit. But...
What do you want me to do?
I'm not even going to look at those stats anymore.
Check.
Let's go
email.
To...
Attraction management.
Attraction management.
Attraction management. Build an attraction.
Let's actually...
Buy more land. Build an attraction.
Build an attraction.
Select attraction type. Facilities.
Facilities.
Kids rides.
I think that in order to... get someone to actually come to my park, I'm going to put an attraction in here.
Select attraction.
Kid.
Bouncy castle. Initial cost to build 500. It costs £10 to run the attraction per 100 visitors to your park. Size 1 pitches. Requires 15 hours a week maintenance. Somewhere for the kids to let off a bit of energy. You have 0 of this in your park. Helter Skelter. Petting Zoo. Initial cost to build 5,000.
No.
Bouncy castle.
I'll build a bouncy castle.
Use the arrow. 4. 1. 3.
As
1.
You know, I only have 2,890 in my account.
2. 1.
I'm going
1.
To put this bounce castle... at
2, 3, 1. Empty square.
3, 1.
Attraction built. Select attraction type. Kids rides.
Alright. See if I can build another at 3, 2.
Select attraction. Bouncy castle. Initial cost to build 500.
Yes, I
it
should.
Costs £10 to run. Helter Skelter.
Oh, my
bouncy.
Bad.
Use the 6, 5, 4, 3, 3, 2. Empty square.
All right.
Attraction built.
So I have 2 attractions.
Starting week 7.
And I'm on week 7.
The whole idea is to make money, not lose it.
Oh, all right. All right. Oh, yes. I need to hire staff.
Attraction management. For the attractions currently on your park, at minimum 16 attraction operators are needed and 2 maintenance staff are needed to keep everything running.
What do you want me to do?
So all I have to do is hire 4 more...
Setup.
Employee management.
Employee management. Manage attraction operators.
Attraction operators.
Currently you employ 16 attraction...
Good. Got them.
Employee management. Manager.
What do you want me to do? Employee management.
I'm not even going to look at the reports for week 6, because 2 of my attractions were closed. Instead, what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to the people at my park and see what they think.
Main menu. Go to walk the park.
Loading park.
Okay, we're in the park. Use your arrow.
4, 3, 1, 3, 2.
Currently, these little castles aren't making any noise because they're not open for week 7. Because the staff don't really start working until week 8. Wow. Can't believe it's taken me 2 months just to get these couple email attractions up. Oh man, I got an email. Let's go back to the office.
Main menu. Go to the office. Hey, Andy! Coffee!
Get lost! Get it yourself!
Nice. Looks like I go without then. What do you want me to do? Park status.
That was just a cutscene.
Check email.
Check email.
Inbox. Push escape. New. Revived during week 0.
Alright, well, I'm deleting that.
Message deleted. New. Revived during week 0.
Deleting that too.
Message deleted. New. Revived during week 0.
And that.
Message deleted. New. Revived during week 7. Message from the bank. Dear customer. This is to formally notify you that you have entered your overdraft.
Oh boy.
The limit of your overdraft is £2,000. If you exceed this, then we will be forced to close your park. We look forward to a deposit of funds in the near future. Yours faithfully, Mr. Hardos, Bank Manager.
Fancy a job as a burger flipper down in the park?
Okay.
Starting
wow.
week 8.
Jeez. I didn't mean to start a new week.
Message deleted. New. Revived during week 7. Message from park operations. A rail strike means that we've had less visitors this week than expected.
Oh, great.
Oh, okay.
Message deleted.
So I'm escaping
what
that.
What do you want me to do? Check email.
Check park status.
Park stats. Week 8. Last week's attraction report. Email from park operations. Weekly report for week 7. The following attractions were closed due to lack of maintenance staff. Bouncy Castle. The park currently requires around 16 operators to run all attractions. Account balance is -£5,397.
I'm going to get
what do you want me
a
to
loan.
Do? Check a set in cost. Visit to the bank.
Loan management. Current loan amount is increase. Loan management.
Increase.
Pay off 10,000. Current increase. Loan management.
There, I got $20,000 in loan.
The bank.
Now I'll go to the park.
Main
and
walk
talk.
The park. Start. Walk the park.
Loading park.
Okay, we're in.
4, 3, 1, 3, 2.
Bouncy Castle.
4.
Let's see what 4. They think.
Hang on a sec. Excuse me. Have you got a couple of minutes to talk about your visit today?
There's not enough to do here. Me and my family are getting really bored. We went to the customer services, and do you know what? They were really nice. Ah. Can you give us a hand here? We're looking for somewhere we can have a picnic. My kids are bored and fed up of the queues. Oh, this food is fantastic. Great value for money. Yeah, the ticket prices are fair enough.
Thanks for your time. Well, there you go.
Mixed reactions.
Main menu. Go right. To the office.
So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to build a picnic area because that's what they were wanting. And then I'm going to build a couple more attractions. Remember, I'm not really building up a full-fledged amusement park. I'm just trying to get you guys to get the feel of how things work.
Welcome to your office. I'm now at the computer where we make all the decisions. What do you want me to check? Email. Attraction management.
Okay, so we're going to build a picnic area.
Attraction management. Build an attraction. Select attraction type. Facilities.
Facility.
Starting week 9.
Oh. Okay.
Kids rides.
Anyway.
Select attraction.
Oh,
bouncy.
My bad.
Select facilities.
Facilities.
Select attraction. Secure baby changing. First aid. Picnic area.
Picnic.
Use the arrow 5-2.
Let's put cash the picnic point at 1-5.
4-3-2-2-2-2-1-5. Empty square.
Here we are.
Attraction built. Select attraction type. Facilities.
Next, I'm gonna add a Helter Skelter at 3-3 and another at 3-4.
Kids rides. Select attraction. Bouncy Helter Skelter. Use the 4-3-3-3-3. Empty square. Attraction built.
Let's build another Helter
Skelter.
Select
attraction. Facility. Kids rides.
Hey.
Select attraction. Bouncy car. Helter. Use
there
the arrow. 4-3-3-3-3-4. Empty square.
Boom.
Attraction built.
Now we gotta hire more
attraction
staff.
Management. For the attractions currently on your park, at minimum 22 attraction operators are needed and 3 maintenance staff are needed to keep.
What do you want me to do?
3 maintenance
attraction setup.
Employee.
Employee.
Currently you employ 22 attraction operators. Weekly wage bill is $52.80.
Oh wow.
Employee management. Manage entertainers. Manage currently you employ 3 park main employee.
What do you want me to do? Employee management.
All right. So, now we have the picnic area and a couple of attractions.
Main menu. Go to the office.
Walk the park.
Walk the park.
Well, actually, I'm going to sit at the office until
right
the next week begins.
Park status.
Week 10, I think it is. Alright.
Check email. Attraction manager.
Guess while we're
check
doing
email
that, I'll
park
look
status
at the park status.
Park stats. Week, last week's attraction report. Email from park operations. Weekly report for week 8. The following attractions were closed due to lack of maintenance staff. Bouncy Castle. The park currently requires around 16 operators to run all attractions. Account balance is £39.69.
Email.
Oh.
Starting week 10.
It's now week 10.
The whole idea is to make money, not lose it.
That's never a good sign.
What do you
sign
want me to do? Leave the office. Park staff. Check email.
Inbox. Push SK. New. Received during week 10.
Okay.
Message from the bank. Dear customer, this is to formally notify you that you have entered your overdraft.
Oh, jeez.
You're not exactly Steve Jobs, are you?
No, I'm just Steve D.
Message deleted.
Alright.
What do you want me to do? Check email. Attraction.
Setup.
Employee man. Cost manage. Setup market visit to the bank.
Loan man. Increase loan amount.
I'm gonna get 40,000 out.
Loan management. Increase loan amount. Loan management.
2.
Increase loan management. Increase loan management.
What do you want me to do?
Generate a.
Leave the office. Leave park. Check email.
Check
inbox
email. This
new
can't be good.
Received during week 10. Message from finance.
Oh.
We've just received a tax rebate for £20,000.
Hey, that
fantastic
is good. I get $20,000.
Message deleted.
Wow. Alright.
What do you want me to do? Check email.
Now.
Main menu. Go to the office.
Walk to the park.
Loading park.
Okay, we're in the park. Use your arrow keys to move.
See what they think now.
Hang on a sec. Excuse me. Have you got a couple of minutes to talk about your visit today?
It's just a bit boring. There isn't really enough to do. Yeah, no, I went to customer services and they were really nice. But to be honest, the kids are getting a bit bored in the queues. Yeah, no, the food price is fantastic, actually. It's nice and cheap. And ticket prices, really good value for money.
Thanks for your time. Well, there you go.
Well, it's a little bit better than last time. So now, I'm going to build a little playground. And then, I think after I do that, we're going to call it quit for this demonstration.
Walk the park. Go to the office. I wonder if we could get some plants or something in here. What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
Park status.
I'm not buying you any plants. First, let's look at the park status for week 9 to see what went on.
Park stats. Last week's attraction report. Email from park operations. Weekly report for week 9. No attractions were closed due to lack of attraction operators or maintenance staff.
That's great.
The park currently requires around 22 operators to run all attractions.
Great. Okay.
Account balance is £58.97. Starting week 11.
So we're on week 11 now, and I have 5,000.
What do you want me to do?
800.
Park
status. Or 58,970 in my bank. And with that,
check email attraction management.
I'm going to build.
Select attraction. Kids rides. Select attraction.
A playground.
Petting zoo. Merry-go playground. Initial. Use the arrows to select a 4, 3, 3, 3, 3, 7, 3, 3, 5. Empty square.
Put it at 3, 5.
Attraction built. Select attraction type.
Next, I'm going to build a merry-go-round.
Select attraction. Bounce. Helter. Petting zoo. Merry-go-round.
Yeah.
Use the arrow. 5, 2,
if
4,
I can.
3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 6. Empty square. Attraction built.
Good.
Select attraction type. Kids rides.
Now, since all these kids' rides happen to be going in this area, I think my kids' zone is going to go from 3-1 to 4-10. And how I do it is like this. I'm going to escape out of attraction.
Attraction management. For the attractions currently on your park, at minimum 26 attraction operators are needed and 3 maintenance.
What do you want me to do?
Okay, I have to go higher.
Employee management. Currently you employ. Currently you employ 26 employee manage park maintenance. Currently you employ 3 park main.
Okay.
What do you want me to do? Employee management.
Now, what I'm gonna do?
Cost management. Set up marketing camp. Visit the generate. Leave the park. Check attract.
Set up park zones. If you want, you can separate your park into different zones. You don't have to, but it can add some variety to your guests' visit. A zone has theme music, and each attraction in that zone is decorated to match the theme. To cancel setting up a zone, hit escape at any time. Select your zone type. Far East Exploration. Under the Sea. Wild West Zone. Adventureland. Caribbean Beach. Chilled Out Zone. Food Court. Futuristic. Kids Zone. Use the arrow keys to set the bottom left corner of your zone.
And this is, once again, a grid. So I can set the bottom left, which is going to be
4, 3, 2, 1.
Use the arrow keys to set the top right corner of your zone.
4, 10.
3, 1, 4, 2, 4, 10. Kids zone set up. Starting week 12.
This is week 12.
What do you want me to do?
Set up park zone.
Since it's a new week, I want to check my status.
Check park. Check park. Leave park status.
Park stats. Last week's attraction report. Email from park operations. Weekly report for week 11. The following attractions were closed due to lack of maintenance staff. Playground. The park currently requires around 26 operators to run all attractions.
That shouldn't be a problem next week.
Account balance is £35,421.
£35,421. Now I'm going to escape.
What do you want me to do? Park status.
Park status. I'm going to get out of here and go into the walk.
Go to the walk the
park. Loading park.
Okay, we're in the park. Use your arrow keys to move around. Press space to hear what's on the current square. Enter, we'll let you have a go on some of the attractions. Push the letter T to talk to some of your park visitors and escape to leave the park.
Wow, and to the left you can hear... Sounds like kids are having a bunch of fun. Now, if I go into the kids' zone, the music should change. It won't be just ambience anymore. You'll hear music.
Four, kids zone. One.
There. You hear that? Now let's press T.
Hang on a sec. Excuse me. Have you got a couple of minutes to talk about your visit today?
There's not enough to do here. Me and my family are getting really bored. We went to the customer services, and you know what? They were really nice. My kids are bored and fed up of the queues. Oh, this food is fantastic. Great value for money. I really felt that I got my money's worth from your ticket prices.
Thanks for your time. Well, there you go.
All right.
Main menu. Go to the office.
Yeah. Mixed reactions. That guy is getting bored, but from what he did try, my perk is good so far. All I have to do now is expand it, which I will do in the coming days. However, as for this demonstration, that is over.
About Park Boss. Exit.
I will exit now.
Off panel.
Alright. So, thank you for listening to this episode of the Stephen D. Podcast. I hope I gave you a good enough feel of the Park Boss game. And I hope I inspired some of you to try it. Because it is a fun game. Until I tried it, I thought it would be just like one of those other simulators I've tried. Like, not really fun, you know, just I'd get bored of it. But I've actually had quite a lot of fun with it today. I built my first park, which ended up being a total disaster. No one liked it. Let's just say I had to restart. But my second one was so good. I was getting market campaigns set up for it. I even sold it to someone for £321,000, which is, you know, the UK currency, I guess. But anyway, you should try out Park Boss. It's a very fun game. And if you have any more questions, you could contact me at my website, stephend.net, or go to the NASoft website. I forget what it is, but audiogames.net should have it, and I should have it posted in the link section of this episode show notes. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Happy holidays, everyone. I'll see you on episode 27.